Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
8:51, and our movie guy, Mike Mayo from mike-mayo.com, is with us. Try to put a smile on our face if you're going to be locked up this weekend and the temperature is going to drop for tomorrow. What movies should we be watching, you think?
I've got a couple suggestions here, and just want to remind everybody that if you have a subscription to Amazon Prime,
right,
or Netflix, you have out there hundreds, probably thousands of movies that are available to you that you have already paid for. They don't cost you anything to watch. And it's kind of hard sometimes to realize that they're out there and to know what's there. So I've got two suggestions for this weekend, one very new and one very old. And the new one is a nice little crime movie called Blow the Man Down on Amazon Prime. Now, this is kind of reminded me of early Coen brothers, like Blood Simple.
Mm-hmm.
But the people here are these two sisters in a little Maine fishing village. And near the beginning of the film, and I'm not going to describe the plot too much, they have to deal with a dead body. And with the body comes a little paper bag full of cash. And they've also got right down the street from them a bed and breakfast that is also a bordello, which is run by Margot Martindale, who has some interesting propositions for them. And we've also got in here Jane Squibb, who was nominated for a Best Supporting Actor Oscar a couple of years ago for Nebraska. And the movie just kind of sticks with that setup. And really, it was shot on location in Maine and Massachusetts, so it's got this really good feeling of atmosphere. They really get the local color part of it right. And the characters just really ring true. You know, it's not a big-name cast, but this is just a good little story you can get really involved in. And just for an hour and a half, you can forget about everything else that's going on out there and be amused and sometimes horrified by what you see here. Like I say, I didn't expect much going in, and I was happily surprised.
Interesting. Okay.
Now, the old one is from 1974, and this is a Charles Bronson movie, and I think it's one of his best early
right.
movies. It's called Mr. Majestic, based on an Elmore Leonard novel, and he wrote the script, too. And Bronson plays a melon farmer in Colorado who gets involved with a bunch of criminals. And the main bad guy is Al Letary, whom older moviegoers will remember from The Getaway, from The Godfather. He was kind of the go-to bad guy in the early 70s. He would just snarl at the screen, and he's real big, and he is just really good here. And the whole movie, again, made on location in Colorado. You've got these big American cars and pickup trucks sliding around dirt roads, absolutely zero computer effects at all. It is, you know, just a story of, you know, cops and good guys and bad guys. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was just a throwback, and it took me back, you know, to the time that I was going to theaters and seeing this and movies like Gator and White Lightning with Burt Reynolds. It's that kind of movie. And I know kids today will probably think, you know, this is, you know, one step above silent films, but it's just an awful lot of fun.
Inevitably, it looks different, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it does.
I mean,
but it also looks very clear that it was a good, sharp image captured on film. And so the version that I saw really just worked well. And by the way, that's also another Amazon movie.
Okay. And then on Netflix, I see this note to star Miracle with Kurt Russell.
This is from 2004, based on a true story about the 1980 American men's hockey team that Herb Brooks, and that's who Russell plays, coached to a win over the Soviets and then over the Finns in the championship.
And this is where he took a bunch of
college kids,
uh-huh.
turned them into a really good team, taught them how to play a different style of hockey. I think it's one of the best roles for Kurt Russell. And we tend to think of him as, you know, kind of more action stuff with Quentin Tarantino. But this is just a solid dramatic role and just a really good sports movie.
And that, something to be patriotic and happy about this weekend.
Indeed. And boy, do I ever miss sports.
Right now, you're right. Mike Mayo, I appreciate it. And you stay safe. Thank you.
You too.